From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Nigerian jihadist group Boko Haram released a new video Sunday purportedly showing some of the Chibok girls it kidnapped in 2014 and claiming that others have been killed by government airstrikes. One of the abducted girls pleads in the video for the government to release detained militants so the girls can be freed. More than 200 Chibok girls are still missing. Thousands of Syrian civilians are back in the ruined northern city of Manbij after U.S.-backed fighters drove the last Islamic State extremists from their stronghold near the Turkish border. Extremists abandoned Manbij Friday, retreating toward the ISIS-controlled border town of Jarabulus, along with nearly 2,000 civilians. Manbij was a strategically important link and supply lines to Islamic State's headquarters in the Syrian city of Raqqa. Hundreds of protesters brave heavy rain in the Philippines' capital Sunday, denouncing President Rodrigo Duterte's plan to honor the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos with a state burial in a heroes cemetery in Manila next month. Also among the protesters were victims of torture and imprisonment during Marcos' time in power and those who sympathized with them.
Burying someone who was a dictator and a torturer, and who stole from us, and they have not admitted to anything. How can we just sit back and, in the memory of all those that died, that disappeared, how can we just let them do that?
President Duterte argues that Marcos deserves to be buried in the Hero Cemetery as a former soldier and president. This is VOA News. An angry crowd threw rocks at police and said